Well, it's May, almost the end of the school year for most of you, and I'll bet you could use some encouraging words for school counselors. Hey, thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. No matter what grade level you're at as a school counselor, it can be so gratifying at this time of year to see some of your current or former students graduate. It can also be an anxious, nail-biting time for high school counselors with one or two or more students who are down to the wire, those that you're hoping like heck are going to finish everything or pass their last remaining classes so they can graduate. Stephanie Brinsley from Irvington Preparatory Academy, a K-12 charter school in Indianapolis, had a particularly challenging student like that years ago. He was the oldest of four boys from a family that had recently moved into the school district.
When we got the kids, they had just lost a brother to drowning. So you definitely had the grief of that. And then the parents' marriage was in the middle of crumbling. And so we were trying to support the boys through that. He was struggling very much just academically and behaviorally. And he was one of those kids that you could see was going to go either way. You want to save them all, you know, and you try your best. But this is one that we just invested so much time in with he and his family. He wanted to play basketball. And so that was a good motivation for him because we had to work with him getting his, making sure he was eligible. So he had a motivation there. And so it was just little things along the way. I mean, even getting meals between school and practice. And we just spent a lot of time on those boys because, I mean, everybody deserves it, but they just truly needed it. And again, in the back of our minds the whole time was, he's the oldest. Whichever path he takes, the other three are going to follow. And it was so important for us to get him graduated so that the other boys could see, yeah, if he can do it, I can do it too. And they did.
Just last week, Stephanie was reminded of the student because she attended the oldest son's wedding. It was a delight, she said, to see the continued success of her former student.
The other thing that was fun about going to the wedding is that the crew of kids that he graduated with, they're all still friends. So they were all at the wedding too. So they were all coming up and hugging and saying, oh, it's so good to see you. And then they were saying their own stories of, oh, I remember when you did this, or thank you for this. This got me through. I mean, it was a wonderful experience. And the first time in my career that I had ever experienced that. Wonderful. It was wonderful.
Though many of us still bump into former students from time to time at the grocery store or a football game, counselors don't often get to participate in a former student's adult life. But every once in a while, we get to see that our hard work has paid off.
You know, as a counselor, it's so much of planting seeds. You don't get to see the fruition so much, but then you know, maybe when they walk across the stage as a high school counselor, that is an accomplishment. And I think, you know, working with kids, we know all the work that went into it, even more so sometimes than the parents, because we're the ones here pushing. And so that is a huge thing. But then again, to years later, get invited to a wedding and be able to meet his new wife and to see his parents again. And it was just wonderful. Like I could cry now just thinking about it. It was really nice. It's one of those experiences that I'm so grateful for. And I hope everybody gets an opportunity to do it at some point.
I agree. Thanks, Stephanie. If this reminds you of an end of the school year story, won't you drop me a quick note or record your end of the school year story on your own phone, then send it to me. Either way, it's matt@inspiresuccess.org. This podcast is only possible when you listen, but also when you share your stories of being a school counselor. So thanks. Be sure to check out past podcasts on our website at inspiresuccess.org/podcast. And remember to subscribe to the Encouraging Words for School Counselors podcast on your favorite podcast app. Continued good luck wishes to you as the school year winds down. We'll be here to support you all the way. Until then, have a great week.